Earth and Sky.
Today, mosquito-borne diseases such as malaria and dengue fever are major health problems in the developing world. But by the end of the century, over half the world's population might be at risk from these diseases, according to a 2008 report by the Lowry Institute. Dr. Paul Epstein says one reason is the current climate instability.
We have to focus on stabilizing the climate. It's the instability that is most disturbing to the pests, to the rodents, to the mosquitoes, or most favorable to them.
Epstein is associate director of the Center for Health and the Global Environment at Harvard. He researches the health impacts of climate change. He told Earth Sky that our warming climate is allowing mosquitoes to expand their range, along with the diseases they carry.
So as we see warming, we're seeing malaria and dengue fever and its vectors move into mountainous areas in Asia, Latin America, Africa. And at the same time, we see floods that leave a cluster of problems like waterborne disease, mosquito-borne disease, and even rodent-borne disease.
At the root of all these issues, he said, is the climate instability caused by warming temperatures. I'm Deborah Bird, and this is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.